I think there's a picture of the house in its real its state. Ah, there it is. Who wants to live there? Hands up. Anyone? No? Could I pay you to live there? No. No. The house is in decay, destruction, and death. You wouldn't want to live there, would you? And if we were to follow the metaphor that we are a house, then who is the resident for us as Christians? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If we were a house, and that's what we look like, well, the Holy Spirit wouldn't want to live in us, right? And yet, Romans 5 verse 8 tells us that God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's the wonderful message. And it's very much the reason I chose this clip, is that's the condition that the house was bought in. You know, when God buys us, so to speak, when he pays for our forgiveness through his death on the cross, actually, we could be in a real mess. But Romans 5 verse 8, that's when he demonstrates his love. While we're still sinners, while we're still in a mess, while we're still far away, Christ died for us. And the house that had laid in decay for years, season after season, had someone pay the price, had someone have a plan, and had someone bring about their purpose. Ephesians 1:11, in him we were chosen, having been predestined, according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. In a moment, we're going to see what happened to the house physically. We'll see the transformation that's been brought about by the purpose and the plan. And as we watch this, I want you to consider these things. And this is like action points, you know. What are you going to take from this today? What impact is it going to have on your life? Firstly, what change or transformation has the Lord brought in your life? Secondly, who in your life, friends, family, colleagues, needs God's transforming love? You know, every time I come into this church, I'm reminded of this banner here. Jesus, God's transforming world, word of light for your life. Who needs his transforming word? Who needs his light? So consider those two things as we watch the video.